The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, where the pretty birds have
open your minds, open your hearts, open your spirits.
Open your doors.
Open your doors. Open your hands.
Open your wallets.
Open your wallets.
Open your iTunes and your Zooms.
And your eyes.
And your eyes.
And your ears.
And your Winamps.
Listening is not a two-way street. It's time now for you to relax, breathe, and learn with my brother and me. It's an advice show for the modern era. I am Justin McElroy.
I am Travis McElroy.
I am Griffin McElroy. I don't like that idea that listening isn't a two-way street. You're saying that we shouldn't be having a dialogue with our fans right now?
A dialogue is a two-way street, but listening is not. If listening were a two-way street, there'd just be a lot of quiet.
Sure, yeah. But I want people to feel like they can come to us and talk to us and
they
question.
They do, but they've already had their part of the conversation goes on for literally the entire week except for an hour. This is the part, like, this whole, I like to imagine this for this whole week, we've been sort of sagely, like, nodding and stroking our chins.
As the world just moans and wails, we just listen
really,
the entire time.
Yeah, weighing it over. And then, like, for 1 week, for 1 hour,
the clouds part.
Just give that wisdom down. So, if you're driving, stop. Go park. If you're sweeping, finish sweeping and then stop.
Give yourselves to us.
Yeah, give
entirely
body and mind.
40 minutes.
As we convert your questions into wisdom.
You can call this period you listen to the show, The Calm.
Welcome to The Calm. That's our new name, The Calm. This one comes from Super Sarah 77, which I like for the alliteration. How do I deal with my sweet mate's raucous, arrhythmic lovemaking? Her squeaking the bed is getting to me. Her squeaking bed is getting to me. Hi, reading. I've suggested the beanbag, but to no avail. I'd pop in my headphones and listen to my brother and me, but you don't put out enough episodes. Wow.
I personally like that one of the complaints is that it's arrhythmic. Whereas if she can just
if
find
it was like
that sweet beat.
A steady.
If it was just like a constant regular beat, she could just find some Tiesto song.
Just
that, like,
throw down
up.
Speed rail and just lose it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's the answer. Whenever your sweet mate starts her arrhythmic lovemaking, start pounding on the wall in rhythm and see if she falls in line with it.
Yeah,
that would be a fun experiment. If I may suggest, don't listen to us. Don't listen to us when you're listening to your roommate's lovemaking, because that's not a Freudian mental connection that you want your subconscious to make. You don't want maybe it would be nice every time you listen to us to think of sweet arrhythmic lovemaking, but every time you hear lovemaking or participate in lovemaking, the last thing you want to be thinking about is our voices.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Excuse me, Philip. I'm enjoying our lovemaking, arrhythmic though it may be, but I believe in order to climax, I'm going to need to turn on my brother and me. It's a podcast. You'll enjoy it. Maybe you won't.
See,
I don't
now
care.
We're getting meta.
If at the
God
end you yell, I'm ready for Griffin's last question, then...
you should talk to your roommate and talk about how gross this whole scenario is. Because you have to see her the next morning.
There is a reason why we make this show the perfect length for a lovemaking session.
40 minutes?
Well, I am of course including a 35-minute get pump nap for afterwards, where you get pumped again.
Oh, thank God. I was about to ask a really embarrassing question.
My brother and me. My brother said on a show that we do together, the ideal length for lovemaking.
I love it when people do stuff like that just to mess with you. Like, oh, you mean it takes you less than an hour to climax? That's so bizarre. You don't have a 13-inch penis, Soph? Well, that must be terrible for you.
Penisoft was my favorite software developer in the 80s, by the way. They made a lot of really great racing games.
They totally did. How about we kick off a Yahoo?
Oh, wow.
Let's do it.
It's early, yeah. But I feel like it might be a good way to get the show started. This Yahoo answer was sent in by Austin.
Yeah, it's, baby. The man, baby.
Oh, God.
It's from Yahoo Answers user Just Me, who asks, why does my cat have huge boobs? Only the back two, and I'm positive she is not, nor has she ever been pregnant. I got her when she was tiny and got her spayed ASAP. That is when I noticed her boobs getting bigger and bigger. Is that at all normal? She's a calico, if that matters. Oh, it matters.
Fuck yeah, it matters.
You know what they say about those callies.
Callies.
Big front meat on those. Well, I guess on a cat it would be like under meat.
Under meat. God. Have you seen that callies under meat? It is.
I don't want to sound weird.
Okay.
That cat has some sweet tits. Like, really just bonzer stuff going on there.
Yeah, meow indeed.
It's weird because it's just the back two.
Yeah. I don't really like her
is
other.
It,
eight
is it possible? Ten? That your cat is a boy and that's its balls.
Does your cat have giant balls? Maybe your cat's... Okay, think about this for a second. You've assumed treated your cat like you've named it Mrs. Snuggle Baby, and it's been your cat, your girl cat, for years, right? But it's been a boy this whole time, and now it's like biologically reasserting that by increasing its ball size fourfold. And so you'll like see him finally be like, yes. And now it's super frustrating. Because it thinks you now believe that it has giant boobs.
I hate to do another Yahoo answer. I wasn't gonna read this one initially, but the segue now, it just set itself up so perfectly. And I can't remember who sent it in, so I apologize to whoever it was. But it's by Yahoo Answers user The Coltrane, who asks, why are cats' testicles furry and humans not? I would like furry testicles, thank you. Furry cat testicles look so cool, don't you think so? I've actually had that thought as well. Just look at, not on an actual cat, but on a like a furry, like a human being dressed up like a cat.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's kind of a cool look.
I was actually thinking of naming my new garage band that. Furry What's cat it? Testies.
Furry cat testies. What is the story with cat balls? Are people looking at these things more than I knew that they were? Is that
it's
with
troubling
the kids?
When in the same week I get sent two questions that have to do with cat genitalia. I didn't know. Maybe that it's some sort of. It's like bird watching.
Maybe they're looking at cat balls is the new watching paint dry.
It's kill boring some time. Watching the cat's balls. I don't think that you should. I think it's one of the mortal sins to covet the balls of another animal. Isn't that in the Bible or something?
Well, no, because cats are an exception because you're supposed to worship them and their sweet tits and their huge, awesome balls.
God, you're. What if? Oh my God! What if there was a cat that had huge, huge tits and big furry balls? Do you know how hard I would jerk off?
Oh, Jesus.
You know, forget. This would be me. This would be me. Hey, sweetheart, I can't hear our rhythmic lovemaking over the sound of Justin furiously masturbating. Why did you send him that YouTube clip? I thought it was funny. Well, it's not funny. He has to stop jerking off.
I'm growing concerned about him.
He has lesions now. Listen.
Just toss in a bottle of Gatorade and hope for the best. Jay from Gmail asks us, what's a sign that I'm being a bit too touchy-feely with my girlfriend in public? She's an incredibly attractive lady, and sometimes I just like to wrap my arms around her, Griffin, and pull her close to me.
You know, you said my name in there.
Yeah, because I feel like he was showing off. That's what I feel like.
No, well, Jay, as I mean, I'm not a dictionary author, but it sounds like you're describing a hug.
Which oh, okay.
I think hugs are still kind of cool.
Yeah, hugs are all right. The thing is, here's what I think. If they could use your picture in a catalog to sell sweaters, you're not overstepping the bounds. Sure. This is actually a pretty good rule for PDA. If someone could take your picture and someone else could think, oh, I'd like to buy that shirt, then it is okay. If someone would look at the picture and be like, what are these two creepos doing? Mm. Then it's gone too far.
My rule of thumb is always, would I do this in front of my grandmother?
That usually That's a bad also. Rule.
Well, it depends
which there's grandmother. There's a lot of awesome shit in life that you can't do in front of your grandmama.
Well, yeah.
Or Jesus. Or my grandmother, Jesus.
Maybe.
It's a family name. Don't be a jerk.
Sometimes you just can't help it, though. Yeah. Sometimes you got the soup's attractive girlfriend, like, you. There's literally nothing you can do about it. It's a foregone conclusion. You're gonna just grope a little bit.
Griff, can you tack "if memory serves" into that last paragraph when you're editing?
Uh-huh. If memory serves, from what I remember about the female form...
I read in a book once.
Oh. If I learned anything from watching Titanic, it's...
I mean, as long as you're stealth about it, you gotta understand. We got this question last week about the guy who has a friend who's too touchy-feely with his girlfriend. Maybe there's a connection here. Just be polite and be conscientious. Don't do it at, like, you know,
a funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or look around you and see if, like, anybody else is being a weirdo. Like, with the hugs and stuff. If you're in a hug-friendly environment, you'll usually get a pretty good sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is one of those, if you have to wonder about it, then it's probably already too late.
Yep.
Like, if that thought crosses your mind, you're a conscientious enough person that, you know, you're just going to have to put the kibosh
on. I tell you what I cannot stand. I can't stand for, and this was big when I went to high school, is boyfriends and girlfriends who would walk side by side with their hands in each other's back pockets. First of all, when you do that, you become a fucking TIE fighter. Like, nobody can get past you. Like, you are taking up twice as much space as normal, and it's hard to navigate those tight high school hallways. But also, your hands are just straight up on each other's butts. Like,
yeah,
there's no apologizing for that.
You know what I can't stand? Creepy tiny kisses. Like, when your friends stand behind another one. But,
like,
multiple.
Yeah. Like,
I love you.
Mm, yeah. I don't like it when the girl stands on the guy's feet and then grabs his wrists and then walks with him like he's a big exoskeleton. Like, we get it. You're in love, right? You don't need to form Voltron.
Uh-huh.
I hate that. How is one gain swagger when entering a club? I want to become a ladies man when I go to clubs / parties. Any tips from Swagless Form Spring?
I'm just going to put some 50 Cent over this question while you guys answer it.
That would be awesome. I have a 7-tiered plan for you to help you get your swagger in a club or party.
Mm-hmm.
Shots, 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 shots.
Well, I mean, physical inebriation will certainly grant you swagger.
Yeah, why do you think people have been doing it? This is why people pre-drink. This is why people go to, like, have a drink before they go to the club so they can get that swagger going.
Pre-gaming is important. I would say maybe don't do shots. You got to slow build up to it. With a, you know, maybe a case of Keystone with your boys.
Yeah.
Back at the...
Shots should be reserved for when you're drunk enough to not remember how shots will make you feel the next day.
Right. You can't go from zero to shots, regardless of what LMFAO and Lil Jon tell you.
You really get the impression from that song that they walk into the club and just start pounding shots, which isn't a healthy art.
No, because you'll be at that fucking club for 25 minutes, and then you'll
it's untenable.
You'll be asleep, or you'll be kicked out of that club.
Why is Lil Jon asleep?
Lil Jon, you just got here.
He's had a long day.
Shot, shot, shot. It's 7:30. What are you doing?
This is a Chili's.
Drinking is good.
There are other things you can do, though, to gain swagger.
Okay.
Aside from like a mental swagger, you know, where like you know that you have done, maybe you get a nice haircut and you buy some new shoes.
GTL.
That will, you GTL it and then you'll be able to swagger. You could also, I don't know if it's possible. Can you give yourself a club foot?
See, I was going to say pimp cane and tiny shoes.
Oh, well, that would do it. I think that would give you a club foot, right? You want like, what? Now, what is a club foot?
A club foot is like, if memory serves, a club foot is like a foot that just kind of like stops like halfway. It's like a foot.
Like a nubbin?
It's like a nubbin, peg leg. It's not a peg leg because there is something there, but you don't have a whole lot of control over it. But I think that would be like the ultimate swagger.
So like a foot you would wear to a club?
That's precisely the point.
I just Google image search club foot and just got a bunch of pictures of Dylan McDermott. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. I think club foot would be great. A peg leg, as Travis suggested, would also be great. The drinking is good. It's a mental game, basically, is what you're playing. And you need to do whatever you need to do to get your sexy right.
Get your sexy right, get your money right. Everything else will just fall right into place.
If you get your money right, and then you get your sexy right. Get it, like Griffin said, haircut, get yourself a new
shirt.
Get your
hair right, get your shirt right, get your watch right, and your shoes right. Maybe a little makeup.
Get your maybe soul a little
man makeup.
By makeup, he means makeup. Like, seriously.
Get your makeup right. Get some blush right. Some eyeliner. Right.
Yeah. Get all those things. And by get your watch right, he means don't wear a watch because it's 2010 and you've got a cell phone. You are just kidding.
I like Travis's idea of getting your soul right, too.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You got to get clean.
Just find out what's going on in there.
You think he's got like a swagger road bump that's keeping him from swagger.
I'm saying he's got a metaphysical, meteorological road bump that he needs to get right before he can get that swagger.
Is road bump a real thing or is that a word we just invented?
I'm pretty sure three of the words I used in my last sentence were made up words.
What is keeping you from swagger? What is keeping you from getting your sexy right?
I think this is a job for a licensed therapist.
Yeah, Travis has makes a great point. We don't want to end up in a protracted legal battle.
Yeah. Go to a therapist and say, hey, I need your help.
Get your therapy right.
Swagger figured out. Yeah.
Get your therapist to help you. We can't help. This is too much for us. We can't tell you about your swagger and without they would need videos. We would need a lengthy interview. A sleep study. Definitely a sleep study. I have swagger in my sleep now, like involuntary swagger.
It makes you very hard to sleep in a bed with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll wake up sometimes and my wife will be kissing me and I'll be like, what are you doing? She said, your hair just looks so baller while you're sleeping. I think you got your sexy right, your swagger down. I'm like, yeah, sometimes, well, I guess so.
Sometimes I wake up with an empty bottle of Jägermeister next to me. but that has nothing to do with anything.
That's neither here nor there. That's really those two are more connected than you think.
Hey, can we introduce a phrase into the consciousness of America right now? If whenever you see an unattractive person, instead of like commenting at all on their unattractiveness, can we just say that they have their sexy wrong?
Yeah, I think so. Their sexy is wrong. You're sexy. Your sexy is...
It's incorrect.
It's incorrect. You've done it
it's
wrong.
It's fallacious.
Take another shot at your sexy. All my friends and everyone in my class are so immature. Anytime my teacher says the word ball or anything sounds like penis, they laugh. Should I suck it up and pretend to laugh?
Suck it. Sorry.
Tell them to shut up. Benjamin from Gmail. Benji, you're young. If you can't laugh about balls and words that sound like penis, what words are those, by the way?
Maybe if you say the word jeans weird.
Pencil.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Pinochle. Pinochle, definitely. But yeah. if you're 12 years old and you're talking about pinochle, you have much, much bigger problems Panis. To worry about. Panis?
Menses. I think that this is the time in your life when you've got to give yourself permission to laugh at balls and words that sound like penis. I know that I actually found that kind of stuff funnier as I got older mm-hmm. and just let myself go let myself enjoy
if
it.
Memory serves, we spent about 5 minutes on this show earlier laughing about cat balls and penises, so...
I do not recall that. I'm going to have to go back and listen.
Let's consult the stenographer, and we'll...
Yeah.
Doris.
I will have to...
Doris, did we talk
run
about
it back.
Cat balls?
We did.
We did for a long time.
I mean, we don't know how old Benjamin is. Benjamin might be, he might be 35. This may be like an adult learning program. And if that's the case, this is entirely unacceptable.
If this is an adult learning program and people are laughing about balls and penises, I have bad news for you. You are in a Bill Murray movie. And you need to get out. You need to extricate yourself from that.
Unless Benjamin, it's Groundhog Day.
Here's some real advice. Here's what you need to do. You need to parlay this with the ladies. So when all the dudes laugh at balls and penises, you look at the ladies and go, how immature. Am I right, ladies?
I laugh at Proust.
Who can laugh at anything with this cholera situation in Haiti? No, don't be that guy.
No, please, be that guy. God, don't be okay, that. Don't do be that. That guy. Don't be specifically that guy, but you can be the guy who doesn't get on their reindeer games, and you will seem like the smartest kid in the room. Mm-hmm. And that ain't worth nothing.
Yep.
Talk about a joke you heard on NPR.
Will Shorts had the funniest puzzle last week.
Did you hear the latest Prairie Home Companion?
Guy Noir's up to his old tricks.
This Yahoo Answer question that I'm reading apropos of nothing, it was sent in by Jonathan Bartram, close friend of the show. Which, by the way, to earn that designation, you actually have to be a close friend of the show. We don't just throw that around. But it's from Yahoo Answer user Keith Urban F., who is also a close fan of this show, who asks...
Wait, Keith Urban himself, the country
it's,
music?
It's no, Keith, no, Urban
Keith Urban F.
F.
You're thinking of Keith Urban A.
Keith.
Well, we've perfected the Keith Urban series. It took us 7 iterations, but may I introduce Keith Urban F.
She think my track is sexy.
You so silly crisp. Bitch. No.
Keith
Urban. That's not Keith Urban. That's Denny McCluskey. Get your country music facts
you
straight.
You broke my heart. Keith Urban F. needs to know.
Where can I find oil? Country oil. I would need Budweiser oil.
See, now this riffing is going to be funnier than the question is.
No, say it.
Yeah, probably.
Keith Urban F. wants to know, does sausage have seeds?
Of course it does.
I told
Where
my
do you
friends
think more sausage comes from?
I told my friends at school today that I thought sausage had seeds in it, and they all thought I was crazy, but I have always thought that sausage has seeds in it. Does it?
Well, if sausage doesn't have seeds, what kind of tree did I fall out of when I was 8 and break my arm?
Exactly.
I like
think about it.
Sausage tree sounds like something it's not. Sausage
tree is actually a new club for discerning gentlemen that I'm opening up in 2011.
Very
get there.
A very private club.
Select
sausage
select
tree formerly gentlemen. Hole.
Gentlemen can come and be gentlemen.
And be gentlemen together as gentlemen
on each other.
Yes, your membership cards from Shamanigans will be accepted. So just come all right in. It's anise, right?
There are pellets in sausage.
The pellets, right.
It's gristle.
No, it's not gristle. It's like... It's
grisham.
I'm almost like flavor.
It's Lawrence Fishburne. it's like seasonings, right? Like pepper and stuff.
Coriander.
Like peppercorn.
Paprika.
Coriander. Paprika.
But I totally support the idea of planting things just to see if a tree will grow out of them. So so just go sausage crazy. Maybe tuck a few microwavable pizzas down in the loam and see if a pizza tree springs up. You don't know until you try.
Guys, if I if I plant a bagel bite and it grows a bagel bite tree, I'm quitting my job. I'm divorcing my wife because I will have everything that I will ever need.
If you get right that there. Bagel bite tree and a she-male kitten, you are fucking set for at least 15 years or however long the cat stays alive.
As long as people keep bringing me Mountain Dew Code Red, I will live and thrive.
What you have to do is you have to cut a Mountain Dew in half and then suspend it in a jar of water, and it sprouts off new Mountain Dews, and then you can cash in on that.
Oh, like a little baby Mountain Dew Arboreum.
Exactly.
I thought we weren't going to turn this into a gardening podcast and give away all our secrets. You guys promised when we started. If you want gardening tips, turn into our other podcast, My Garden.
How do you get
it's actually a show. It's actually a show about gardens that I do with Ina Garden, the barefoot contestant. It's not very popular.
How many episodes?
It's actively disliked. A half. We finished one and she had to go make some scones for Jeffrey. My friend recently sent me a picture of his new tattoos, and I do not like them at all. We are very good friends, and he respects my opinion. I don't want to lie, but I also would rather not tell him the truth. Okay. How should I respond?
What a conundrum. Gmail.
Yeah, you've really drawn yourself into a logical corner here.
Well, first of all, we need to address the fact. This question was sent in by our website, our fresh new website, which if you haven't been to it, it's mabimbam.com. Yeah. Go to it.
More on that later.
But there's an input there where you can put in your own questions and make sure you put your name on it. Because this guy didn't put a name on it. So how is he going to know that this wisdom's for him? Just a cautionary
We know that he's not a friend of one very special gentleman who I think you guys all know who I'm referring to. I believe his Twitter username is LNM.
Mm-hmm.
LMM. Forgive me.
Elnam.
That's a
Elnamar.
Pinnacle. Aluminum. This gentleman, who we will refer to by his, because this is a Christian podcast, we'll refer to him by his Christian name. And that's Eric Smith from Rochester, New York. He's a reviews editor at Ebomb Nation, and he made the ultimate
sacrifice, I would say.
I don't want to call it a sacrifice.
I would call it very much a skin sacrifice. It's like he's in a Saw movie, and in order to get out of some trap, he had to get this thing on his skin, which he can't use for anything else.
I think it's more of a skin contract.
Yeah, it's a skin contract with us, so you have to do this show forever.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks, Eric. We're getting ready to wrap up season one and take a 3-month hiatus. He got an awesome MBMBAM tattoo with our new little pack your bags guy. You can get his tattoo on a t-shirt coming up soon.
You can rip the skin off of his forearm, put it on a t-shirt, and you can just wear it. That's the kind of service that we provide here at Mabimbam.
Yeah, you've earned that right to rip his arm off. Now, to our question, you have to lie.
You have to.
This isn't up for debate. You have to lie.
Maybe we should have connected these two points of this guy hating his friend's tattoo and Eric getting a totally sweet tattoo. We're not lying, Eric. We totally love your sweet tattoo. But this guy, it sounds like he's talking about something completely different.
Your sweet tattoo and your sweet cat tits. We love them both.
Here's the thing. It's one of two problems. Either it is the quality of the tattoo is not good or the tattoo itself is bad. Now, if it's the quality of the tattoo, he can get that redone. He can go and get something over it, anything like that. But if it's just that the tattoo is stupid,
maybe he got Bret Michaels' face on his face. Like, there's no second draft for that. Like, that's it. That's what you're wearing forever.
Wait a minute. Why are we ignoring the third pretty obvious option? You have to stop being his friend.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to be hanging out with a guy who has Bret Michaels' face on his face.
the only solution is to not be his friend anymore.
Side note, unless it is actually Bret Michaels, then it's awesome.
If it's Bret Michaels getting a tattoo of his face on his face, that you've got like the most meta friend ever. What if it's a guy named Bret Michaels, but not that Bret Michaels, who got tired of all the jokes and had real Bret Michaels' face tattooed on his face? Is that a cool friend? Is that somebody you want to spend time with? I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't say cool. I wouldn't say cool like, in the, cool. the traditional sense of the word. I would say fucking insane. And you should you should still surround yourself with a person like that.
Yeah, I would.
And by surround yourself with a person like that, I mean get all of Brett Michaels, not Brett Michaels' body, tattooed on your body.
You've got to up the ante. You've got to get a worse tattoo than your friend, so they're the one that's uncomfortable, not you.
Get a tattoo that says, my friend's tattoo is stupid.
And they'll be like, who there now? You can't get mad at me.
I feel
it's
like...
it's on my body forever.
Maybe we need to come up with some sort of mabim-bam identikit, where, like, a tattoo, like a standard-issue tattoo that fans can get. And it wouldn't be... it wouldn't be quite as large as Eric's, because I don't know that any fan is as diehard as Eric. So I don't think that any other fan would be willing to dedicate so much of their body space to that. So I'm saying, like, maybe, like, a tiny, like...
Griffin face.
No, no, not even that. Although, if you want to get my face on you, go crazy. I'm saying, like, a tiny little... maybe just, like, the size of, like, a pea. Like, a maybe, like, a little one that you get in, like, the webbing between your right thumb and forefinger.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that, like a secret handshake, people know
you're building a new society here.
I'm trying to, and you guys aren't.
This kind of this kind of creeping me out. Actually, you took a weird turn where suddenly you want to have a you want to like Illuminati style control.
That's
the
exactly
world.
What. But it wouldn't be Illuminati in the sense that we would like plot to assassinate the Pope, like
or even have yet. Regular meetings. Really,
if by episode 300. We have to come up with some sort of conspiracy to assassinate some sort of leading political figure or religious figure.
Yeah.
I don't know. That would actually be... I hope that our show...
All right. It's time to let you guys in on something. Go back through our archive. Every third word, write them down. Then rearrange them. You'll get it.
Ask Tom Hanks. He'll help you. Mr. Hanks, do you have the codex? I need the codex to decode the shows, the Illuminati plan. This is taking kind of a weird turn. Griffin, do you have a Yahoo question that will like dig us out of this odd?
Yeah,
this
I'm going to read a Yahoo.
Pope assassination path we seem to be wandering down.
I'll read a Yahoo answer question.
And not wandering so much as sprinting weird. Towards the assassination of a public figure.
I'm saying we're not there yet. I'm saying in like 270 episodes.
We haven't earned that street cred to order the death of someone.
That's like 6 years down the road. Like we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'm just saying I want to be part of a community, and by be part of I mean lead.
And by community you mean angry
cult
pope killing mob. Yeah. Okay.
Max Jackman sent this one in. Can we just take a moment to soak that in? Thanks, Max Jackman. Yahoo Answers user Sideways Smiley Face asks, is the human centipede real?
That was the sound of Dustin taking off his headphones and walking away.
Is the human... we're done, guys. Like, our...
you don't mean the show. You mean fucking humanity. People, America.
I'm not going to answer this question. I need to talk about the fact that as a society, we're done. Dog, there are people wandering around on this earth that were like, they were sitting in their den, not reading, and they suddenly realized, like, this question is gnawing at me too much. I've got to go ask the internet if the human centipede is real.
Have you guys seen that new documentary, The Human Centipede?
Have you seen that docudrama, The Human Centipede, where a mad scientist sews a person's mouth to another person's butthole?
Twice.
Have you seen that movie? Because it's a true story.
I mean, it was a hard-hitting introspective.
It was on Nat Geo the other day, so it must be real.
I was watching Planet Earth, and they were doing a special about the human centipede.
You'll know if the human centipede's ever real because you'll see me about 6 feet away jerking it so right.
You have got to get your human centipede right.
You want swagger?
There's one way to have swagger is to walk on all fours with two human beings suspended by your mouth and butthole.
you walk into a club with anything less than six legs, your sexy is not right. You've got to get your leg count right. It's so important to have your human centipede.
And then ask the DJ to turn on Jitterbug.
People will never see that coming. I have a regimen I call GTLNCS, and it's a gym, tan, laundry, new centipede segment, where I cut off my back corners.
Sure.
And I find a new person to sew to my butthole.
Right. I refer to that as pruning.
Rinse and repeat.
You just got to get a new person to sew to your butthole every night before you go to the club.
And that's what Craigslist is for. You know, we laugh and joke, but I'm really sad.
Yeah, this culture is, I'm really worried about people. Like, these, we make light of these people, and this isn't a crazy person. This person is just, like, way stupid.
I mean, that's...
Like, way, way stupid.
That's why we do this show, because if we had to deal with this shit, if I had to deal with this shit by myself, like, knowing that these people existed, and I just had to eat that knowledge and digest it myself, I would be driven crazy.
Here's a scary proposal. One is that someone saw that movie and thought, oh, this is probably real. But scarier than that is that someone else said to this person, you know, that's real. And they couldn't determine on their own whether that was true or not.
What we need, what I've just realized that's very important, is that we need listeners to, after they've listened to a show, track down these questions on Yahoo and then post a show link in there. So people, because I need the truth to get to them. What answers did people have for that, Griffin? What answers did people have about, is the human centipede real?
I closed the window because it was bumming me out. Hold on.
I can see how that could be a little depressing to have to stare at that kind of...
Quentin Jeremiah replies, yes, I seen it in the park, and it's real. The film's based on that.
He saw a centipede in the park and he got confused, or he saw a human centipede.
He may have seen a human holding a centipede and it freaked him out.
Maybe he saw a human holding a baby and he got confused.
Maybe it was one of those Chinese dragons. I always get those confused. You take off the top and it's just butthole mouth. It's awful.
Miss replies, it would be cool if it did. No, it fucking wouldn't.
Would it? Would it be cool? Hey, that's cool how you have your mouth sewn to another human's butthole.
That's cool. A pretty cool thing you got.
Awesome.
I'm glad that's happening.
You know, you've really got your centipede right.
You can tell you've really got all your legs. Your leg count is right where it needs to be. So nice.
Nothing like showing up to your high school reunion with your mouth sewed to someone's butthole to really show them how you've got your shit together.
Yeah, I've only been in a human centipede for like 3 years, but I'm hoping to be the front segment in like 4 or 5. But it's really gonna get my sexy right. It's all about the politics, man. It's a politics game. If you want to be the front segment in a centipede, you gotta eat some dookie from a man's butthole. A lot of these new kids that come up out of college with their master's degrees in buttholes, and they think that they're just going to be the front segment. It's like, hey, get in line. I mean, literally, get in line behind me and sew your mouth to my butthole, and we'll see what we can work out for you in a few years. But not right now, okay? Because right now, he's got a second segment, and it's me. I'm waiting for Daryl to die. And then I'll be the front segment, and I'll have a bunch of kids behind me eat my butthole.
As we all know, if you're not the front segment, the view never changes.
That is so true. You're just looking at the top of a person's butt your whole life.
Second place is first loser, and also you eat a whole bunch of poop.
Yeah.
That's how that phrase goes.
I've never seen the human centipede. Is that front segment person? Are they just
they got a sweet deal.
Wow. That's convenience.
They just kick it mostly.
Yeah, they just, like, kick it. Well, they don't kick, because that could be dangerous, but they don't want to dislodge the person, because they got a pretty good deal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I'm totally yucked out. This is, like, the second week in a row where when we end the show, it's like...
I have a serious question for you. If you're in the human centipede, and you got to get out of it, would you rather cut off a person's mouth and have a mouth stuck to your butthole forever?
Uh-huh.
Or cut off a little sliver of your
butthole? Of your own butthole.
And, make them have butthole mouth forever?
I think I'd rather just kill myself.
You would rather kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's the coward's way out. That's why you'll never be front segment, pussy.
I still say that I would wrap myself in a chrysalis and become a human butterfly. Now, I know that's caterpillars. But
oh, God! What? Mommy, that's... What's up with that giant butterfly? It's beautiful and crying.
Its thorax has three torsos.
Why is that giant butterfly's middle segment wearing FUBU gear, Mommy? I don't understand.
I mean, you would still be pooping into mouths, but you would have the great big beautiful wingspan of a monarch. And I mm-hmm. think that would more than make up for it.
That's what happened to Lindsay Lohan.
We have to end the show.
I thought we already...
Did we not end 10 minutes ago?
I thought the show basically ended when everybody turned it off, which is a few minutes ago. So, housekeeping, before we hear Griffin's last question. MBMBAM.com is brand new. It is so full of games, activities for kids, forums.
You like Penguin? You like Penguin Town? We got Penguin Town.
It's like the Penguin Town of websites. There is a instant advice 8-ball. Don't stop clicking until you get the special musical answer. You'll know it when you get it. We'll have new pre-orders for new gear going up in the MBMBAM clothing wear.
Can
store.
We talk about some of that gear? Is it
Yeah, talk about the gear. I feel pretty comfortable about
it. We're going to have a new shirt. It's going to be a deep heather chocolate brown, just a really smooth, mellow brown of the new Justin Russo joint, the Pack Your Bags logo, which I'm pretty sure is going to be on the Facebook group. Also, we're going to have the logo shirt reprinted, but it's going to be a cardinal red color this time around. So maybe you already have one, but maybe you want a red shirt. Maybe to go along with all, so you can, any outfit you wear, you can either wear a red or blue shirt with it. I remember reading that in Vogue. And we're also going to do a mug, I believe, a coffee mug.
Yes,
which is a great way to spread the word about the show. If you just like leave it laying around the office, people will
also
wonder
a great
what
way
this
to drink is. Hot beverages.
Also hot beverages, but I'm not thinking about your pleasure. I'm thinking about mine.
There's a
and lady what shirts. Else?
Lady shirts. There's going to be a dark purple lady cut of the t-shirt. Also, we've got forums now. That Facebook group is the old mess. I'm not going there anymore. If you want to get down that fresh stuff, not everybody's on Facebook, and everybody can participate.
I think that both worlds can survive. It's just I don't think it's too much to ask that people give their time to both. To both outlets, you know? Because that Facebook group, it's a good way for people to meet people and just, like, just sync up on Facebook and just, you know, match up and just hook up.
And look for Craigums. Our boy Craig is over there in the forums. We've titled him the cruise director. So he's there just to make sure you're having fun. If you're not there enjoying yourself, then let Craig know and he will take care of it. We got a fun thread right now full of people's costume pictures that
that is fun.
It is fun. You guys should get up in there. I'm already down. I got to put my Adama pictures in there. But that's blowing up. That thread's doing well. And it's just a really fun site. And if you want to talk about the show, there's lots of people there who are talking about stuff. And it's a fun community of people. And the pre-orders for the new stuff will be up this week. Just look on the website. We'll have threads in the forum and on Facebook and everything.
As always, if you want to send in a question, there's a form on the website, mm-hmm. right on the front page. Just make sure you put in your name. That's probably the fastest, newest, hottest way to do it. But there's always email, which you can reach us at mbmbam@gmail.com. You can call us, leave a message on our voicemail at 203-MBMBAM1. Or you can tweet at us, though we probably... I don't know. It's hard to get answers from Twitter, you know? It's hard to get questions. Because those don't last forever. Email, that's forever.
Yep. Email's permanent. And if there's something you'd like the website to do that it's not doing right now, anything, just let us know. We got a guy now. Got our guy, Michael DeMauro, and he will set it up. He also runs thriftynerd.com. He made the site.
Killer website, that thriftynerd.com.
Yes. Yeah. And he made our new website, and he did a really great job with it. So
thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. We love you very much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. So we want to hear the new question, Griffin. What do you?
Well, first off,
hold on 1 second.
Appsperience owners, you have a special treat waiting for you.
Oh yeah, special. It's really rad.
It's a bonus. You can get it through the episode bonuses if you're listening to this on the Appsperience.
Yeah.
I'll just say it's a wrap. Perhaps from a personality we invented last week. And it's a wrap created by Liana Winternitz. Thank you, so Liana. That's all you guys get, though.
Go get the Appsperience. Check it out. So that's it, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Out of the junk?
I've been sitting here for 10 minutes. There are two fucking great questions. And it's like Sophie's Choice. It's worse than Sophie's Choice.
Because the stakes are real.
The stakes are real high this time. All right. this question was sent in by Jacob Locker. It's a Yahoo Answers user, Billy Reynolds, who asks, why do Chinese people eat food? I'm Griffin McElroy.
And this has been my brother. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
You will never know me.